Today's Tanya for the ninth day of Cheshvan is in Egeres HaKedesh, Simen Chav Vav, Egeres HaKedesh 26. V'hinei ho'el yeinim ein bohem keyach levaderu lahales mehashvira shebeklipas mega. The Alter Rebbe is talking about how Malchus de Atzilus comes down into the lower worlds in order to elevate the holiness that had fallen into Klipa. So the Rebbe goes on to say that the higher the souls and the angels that are in the higher worlds don't have the ability to separate and to elevate the holiness from the Klipa. Ella hatachteinim levad, only those souls that come down into the lower world. Fi shehem uluboshim beguf chumri, because these souls are clothed in a physical body, which is called mashcha dechivyo, the skin of the snake, miklipas nega. The klipa itself is the snake, and the mashcha dechivyo, the skin of the snake, is the klipas nega, the redeemable klipa. So the body of a Jew is not klipas, is not the totally dark klipa, but is klipas nega. So the neshama is clothed in a body that is klipas nega, and thereby has access to the klipa without being klipa itself, and can elevate the holiness that had fallen into klipa. Vehein matishim keicha b'shviras hataiveis, and these lower souls, the souls that come down into the lower world, not that the soul itself is lower, but the soul that comes down into the lower world can weaken the strength of the klipa by breaking its demands, by refusing its demands. V'eskafya sitra achra, and that subdues the unholiness. V'espardu kopeli oven, and then the unholy, the wicked, are disbanded. They have to release the holiness that they contain. And that's why the angels and the higher souls come to hear the study of Torah as it is studied here on earth by the souls that are in bodies. The study of Torah of the souls in bodies, who reveal through their studies the hidden chachma shahayukvushin begeila adata, the wisdom of Torah and the halachas of Torah that were not revealed until that time, because they were contained in exile, in golus, in klipa, the chol ish yisro yuchal legalis talumes chachma, and every Jew is capable of revealing these hidden wisdoms. Legalis ulachadesh seichel chadash, to reveal and to gain new insights into Torah, hein b'halaches, hein b'agodes, hein b'nigla, hein b'nistah, in all parts of Torah, whether it's the halacha or the agoda, the revealed or the concealed, every Jew has the ability to reveal some parts of Torah. Kefi b'chin asheres nishmosi, depending on the origin, the source, or the root of his neshama. Because it is the job of every neshama that comes down into this world, its purpose is to elevate, to be mevada the world, to elevate the holiness out of its fall, out of its klipa. And that's done through the study of Torah. When we clarify a halacha from its concealment, from its cloudiness, through the study and clarification of the halacha, that's what makes it possible to separate and to extract the holiness that had fallen into klipa from its klipa. Umechuyev bedava, and not only is every Jew capable, but he's also obligated lahashlim nishmosei b'haloas kol hanitzutzeis, by completing his neshama's purpose through elevating all those sparks shenoflu lechelko legezolo kineda, by elevating all those sparks that have been given to this neshama as its mission, as its portion in life. As is known that every person has his particular divine spark that he needs to elevate, and God brings him to that place where the sparks are, so that he can elevate those sparks. And this is the purpose that justifies the neshama's coming down into the world, and therefore he is not only capable of doing it, but is obligated to do it. V'chol divrei Torah b'frat var halacha, and all the study of Torah, and particularly the study of halacha, he nitzut mehashchina shehi hi dvar Hashem, is a spark of the Shechina, which is the Word of God. The Word of God is also called Shechina. Kedisa b'gemara dvar Hashem zu halacha. As the Gemara puts it, the Word of God is the halacha. And that is said, malchus da'atzilus hamelabeshes v'chochma da'atzilus. That is the malchus of Atzilus that contains within itself the Chochmah of Atzilus, u'meluboshim b'malchus d'Yetzira, and together they are clothed in the Malchus of Yetzira, where the Klippa is, v'yardu b'Klippas Neiga b'Shviras HaKelim, because they've descended into Klippas Neiga as a result of Shviras HaKelim. V'zesh amar b'gemara, shikosu b'gemara, that kol ha'esik b'teira, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maila ani olav, ki'ilu p'do ani, v'es bonai mibein ha'umei so'elam. The Gemara says that anyone who studies Torah properly, it is considered as if he had redeemed God and his children from among the nations. Redeeming God means the Shechina. Redeeming the Shechina from the Klippa into which it had fallen. And it is redeemed and elevated through the study of Torah. In the Hayem Yem for the 9th of Cheshvan, Tes Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that B'hiyeis Amur ben Daladei Heishanim, when my father, the Rebbe Rashab, was 4 or 5 years old, Nichnas El Ziknei HaTzemach Tzedek. He went into his grandfather to the Tzemach Tzedek, and it was B'Shabbos Kedesh Parsha Vayera. It was on Shabbos, in which we read Vayeza, v'hischil lifkes, and he began to cry. Ba'omre, saying, mipnei man nire Hashem el Avram avinu, v'lonu einei nire. Why does God appear to Avram avinu, but not to us? Vayanei l'atzamach tzedek. So Atzamach tzedek answered him, as Aid atzadik, to 99 yor, is machlit, as a davzich malzain, when a Jew who is already a tzaddik, and at the age of 99 years old, decides that he has to circumcise himself, is ervert, as the Eibishter zolzich baveizen to him. Then he is worthy that God should show himself, should appear to him.